Welcome in and good morning. This is the Fanatic at 5. I am Jamie Lynch in with Bob Cooney, Mr. Pat Egan behind the glass today, producing the program. Welcome in and let me just...
Mr. Pat Egan.
Yeah, well, when you conceive a child, bun is in the oven.
You become a mister?
Yeah, you become a mister.
Let's just call him Stud Pat Egan. How about that?
If you're just waking up and joining us, the Phillies offense, Bob, I can sum it up in like this.
Two words? Yeah, as many hits as they had?
It
sucks.
If you're not Reese Hoskins, you're just...
you're just somebody else.
It's comically bad at this point.
He tried to shake things up last night.
He did.
So he goes Hernandez, Nick Williams 2, Cabrera 3, Hoskins 4. Put Santana 5. That was my wish. You're exactly right. You drop Odubel to 7.
Yeah, that was kind of strange. But he's been... I mean, has he given you much lately?
Has anybody given you much?
No. It's really bad right now.
But it's funny. He's still hitting 270. He's still your best hitter on the team.
Yeah.
Sans Reese Hoskins. Well, Reese... Average-wise, obviously, Herrera is still your best hitter on the team. So, you're hitting him 7th?
He's trying something. I mean, he's desperate right now.
No question.
And I think desperation's a stinky cologne, as they say. And he did the shake-up for the sake of the shake-up, I think. And I saw it last night. I texted the chain on the morning show right away. And I was like, oh, interesting lineup tonight.
Yeah.
And I can't say I hated it because...
It's different. You can't hate it because it's different.
At this point, yeah, you need a spark in some way, shape, or form. So, I was okay with it. And it's a shame because Pivetta gives you, a gem versus the top team in baseball.
That's all you can ask for. It's game one in Boston, last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, right?
It's unbelievable.
It's the same game that Aaron Nola gave you in Boston, and you can't get it done after giving up only one run, being your starting pitcher. That's just tough. I mean, and now you're two games back because Atlanta gets another win last night. And like we said, this isn't a team that can play catch-up. Right, James? I mean, whether it be a game or whether it be in the standings, this is not a team that can play catch-up. And
did you see Acuna again last night?
Yeah.
Third straight game with a walk-off home run. He has now 8 home runs in his last 8 games. I would say Acuna probably has as much home run and run production as the entire Phillies team.
Acuna Matata.
Over the last 8 games.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
I think
the sabermetrics on that are it's bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to win games if your leadoff hitter's getting you home runs, to get you off to a start, when as opposed to you're the Phillies and you're getting 2 hits a night and one of them's a solo home run. And I don't know, James. Anthony said it yesterday, and he said it kind of casually.
Yeah, he did.
He's like, they're done.
Yeah.
I don't think they're done yet. I don't think so.
You have a 5-game series with the Mets coming up. That could be, I mean, you're going to face DeGrom in one of them.
Yeah.
But that could be something that rights the ship. And look, who knows? Maybe they come out today and get a win, and it's a little bit of a confidence boost. And I don't know. It's I don't want to say they're done, but they're certainly not trending in the right direction.
And if they come out tonight somehow and get a win, you're talking about probably keeping the Boston Red Sox bats down
again
for 4 games.
Yeah, but if they do that, that's oddly a confidence
it
stir.
It is, and you go 2-2 with the best team in baseball.
Yeah.
By far the
and
best
really
team in baseball.
Should have been 3-1 because that Nola game should have never been.
Well,
I know.
We could do that last night too. But
yeah.
Your boy Tommy Hunter, you're not a big fan, are you?
Not particularly, no.
No, I've heard you say that once or twice before.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, especially when he's getting $9.5 million for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm good on that.
You're kind of out, huh? What'd you think of the Boston fans?
Loud and obnoxious.
Yeah.
I would be too if that was my team.
Absolutely. 30-some games or 50-some games over 500.
I couldn't really tell from the television. It's tough because, sometimes they're red as well.
Right.
Any guesses as to what do you think the percentages were? You think it was 60-40? Phillies to Red Sox?
Phillies, Red Sox, 60-40, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It wasn't
as much as the Yankees.
No. No, I don't think so. Or they weren't as boisterous, but...
Yeah. But yeah, they're just...
Well,
there it is.
That was perfect, James. Like, you're looking... All right, here, let's talk more about the Phillies, and it's...
Well, I was going to say something mean about Boston fans, and then I just started thinking about 41-33.
Yeah, oh, there you go. We can always come back to that.
That should have been the Trump cheer last night. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you guys are up 41-33.
F Tom Brady.
Yeah. So, Velasquez takes the hill today. He, outside of his last start, has been great lately. You hope he can give you another one. We'll see. Like we said, we have five coming up with the Mets. One of those games is in Williamsport at the Little League World Series.
That's cool.
Yeah, which is always really cool. A couple years ago, I was like, oh, man, I got to go to that game. Somebody was like, no, you idiot. It's for kids and, like, the families. Like, there's no, like, tickets sold.
I'm a kid.
I was like, oh, come on.
Come on, man.
And then after the Mets series, you got the Nationals, the Blue Jays, and the Nationals again. So, and then you got the Cubs, and then it's Marlins. And you just don't know with this team because they play up to their opponents and then they play down to their opponents.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we always do. We look at the opponents. We look at their schedule. We look to see what's going to happen, what we think might happen in the future. But the focus just has to be on this team now.
Yeah.
Like it's funny. And I caught myself yesterday when we left the show and we're talking after the show and I'm just thinking, like, the focus can't be on that they have 6 of 9 with the Nationals, which I brought up yesterday. The focus has to be on what the hell's up with this team.
Yeah, do some Joe Boo rituals and get those bats burned.
Yeah, like something. Yeah, get the incense out, get something going on, but it's hard to watch. Like, you and I came in and we're like, wow, that is so hard to watch.
Well, they might be getting a little help today. Somebody named Gustavo Marcano, who works for Octagon Baseball. He appears to be Wilson Ramos's agent. He tweeted yesterday.
Who?
Yes, Gustavo Marcano. He tweeted yesterday and he added the Phillies and hashtag Octagon Family. Wilson Ramos is scheduled to play today in his last rehab assignment in Clearwater and will report tomorrow with the Phillies. That was yesterday, so it appears Wilson Ramos could be coming up tonight. And I don't know if we realize sometimes how bad the catching position has been for us this year. Here's a stat courtesy of Corey Seedman from NBC Philly. Jorge Alfaro's strikeout rate this season is 9% higher than Ryan Howard's career rate.
Oh, my God.
Higher than anyone, any season Chris Davis has ever had.
Wow. And that's all Crash does is strikeout. That's amazing.
That kind of blew my mind.
And then you look at last night, Alfaro goes 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. Like, you're talking a 247 hitter I think he's hitting right now. Like, it's not good. It's horrible. And if Ramos can get in there and help stabilize a little bit.
Yeah.
And, putting Santana at the 5 spot last night, I think, was a precursor to Ramos coming up. I think that Ramos will probably jump into that 4 spot. I think you'll throw Hoskins up to the 2 again. The weird thing about Gabe is when I see him put Herrera at the 7 spot last night, that's the guy that he kind of, it appears, tries to be he's the one player that he's like, all right, I'm the boss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's the only guy that he sits him, he disciplines him, he talks poorly about him in Gabe's terms at a press conference. Last night he puts him in the 7 hole when he's statistically, batting average wise, your best hitter in the lineup pretty much, except Franco's hitting .277. I don't know. I don't know what the thing is with Herrera, but that seems to be the guy that he really goes to show
maybe
his discipline.
Maybe he's got a read on him and knows he needs to be, kind of smacked back to reality a little bit sometimes.
All right, well, get a read on the other 8 guys in the lineup, too, please.
By the way, Franco made a great play at third last night.
Yes, he did.
He's an interesting case because defensively he's actually pretty good. I know he had the error in San Diego or wherever it was recently, but he's been pretty great in the field. He's up there amongst your team leaders in batting average and basically in homers. If you don't get him Machado, like, I'm starting to think, like, maybe do it again. I don't know.
No, and Anthony has the ins with Charlie Manuel, and Charlie has said, like, look, be patient with this kid.
Yeah.
I like what he's got, so that holds a lot of water with me. I've been shocked at his play at third base.
It's been really good.
He looks like so, he's quick.
Yeah.
At third, like,
he's
when
a quick
he gets
pickup.
He gets up,
yeah,
and
he pops
goes
right up.
And he doesn't have the body that makes you think that that's what he can do.
He's got a good arm, too.
He's got a good, strong arm, which, you know, all third basemen have to have. But he has a good, accurate arm. He gets to balls that you don't think he's going to get to.
And he does have that quick pop-up and spin and you know, throws it on a line. So he's been really good defensively this year. You mentioned Gabe Kapler, and courtesy of NBC Sports Philly, here is Gabe after the game. He doesn't think the team's going to be pressing, and Mr. Positivity showed through.
I don't see us pressing. I see us competing. I see us doing a good job of staying in baseball games and fighting till the very end. I thought tonight was a well-fought game. They beat us. I mean, that happens, right? They came out and played just a little bit better than us tonight. Sometimes you tip your cap to, in this particular case, one of the best teams in baseball. We know that we can go toe-to-toe with this team. We showed that we could at Fenway Park. We did it tonight. We came out on the losing end because they played a better baseball game. We're very confident that tomorrow we're going to be playing the better baseball game, and we're looking forward to that.
So there you have it. Tip your cap to the Red Sox.
I mean, he's confident that tomorrow we're going to play the better baseball game.
Seriously. He's trying, Bob.
He is. You know, I don't know if that goes in one ear and out the other with the players. I mean, it's such a grind. You're 120 games in or whatever it may be, and like to hear your manager constantly just, you know, give you pats on the ass. Like, they probably don't hear that, same as they wouldn't hear, like, you know, we got to start hitting the ball. You don't hear it. They know what they have to do, but this hitting is so, so frustrating.
It's
and
dreadful.
As frustrated as we are, think of the Aaron Nolas.
Oh, yeah.
Think of the Nick Pavettas. I mean, think of all these guys that go out there and throw gems and just can't get anything behind them.
Yeah. Well, let's transfer to a little more of a fun team right now, and that's the Philadelphia Eagles. They are heading up to Foxborough, Massachusetts. I believe if they didn't leave last night, they're leaving this morning. But tomorrow night, they take on Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Last time they saw them on a football field, things went pretty well.
What happened there?
Lane Johnson has said he expects to hear it from the fans up there. He expects the backlash, and he doesn't really care.
Yeah, it was funny. I heard a press conference yesterday with Belichick, and one of the reporters up there, not a Philly reporter, New England, asked him, like, you know, is there any kind of, you know, do you have any extra, like, you know, get up and go because it's the Philadelphia Eagles? And he's like, well, we're trying to get better today than we were yesterday. And, you know, like, so he doesn't get. But I wonder, does Brady come out and, like, throw an 80-yard bomb right off the bat screw you
they'll,
guys?
They'll try something.
They'll do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks like Nick Foles is back from the neck spasms he had. He should start. And Tom Brady got on my nerves yesterday.
Again? You just don't like him, Jay.
I used to like him. Now he kind of grinds me a little bit. Mm. But he was on his Boston Weekly radio hit up there. And can he just shut up about playing a long time? Like, honestly, every year, I have plans to play a long time. I do my yoga. I'm shoving acai berries in my ear holes. You know, it's just like, dude, shut up. We get it. You want to play for a long time. And once again yesterday, what does Tom say?
I certainly expect to be here next year and beyond. I have goals to play for a long time, and I still love doing it. I still want to do it, but I'm also focused on what I need to do this year. It's a tough challenge, and it's a great challenge, and I've loved it for a long time, and I still want to get out there and be the best I could be for our team.
You're like, look, greatest quarterback ever, most likely. Just shut up. We know you want to play a long time.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, like, what do they look at him and say, Tom? Should we ask you about longevity today, or do you want to wait a little bit?
Nah, bring it on today.
I got a prepared
answer. Yeah,
I want to keep playing, but it is pretty miraculous at his age.
He's 41.
And you look at him, like you look at him, and it's I can't tell the difference between 41 and 21 with him. It seems
him
like
and Breeze.
So.
It's pretty incredible. They're both into their 40s now and still at the top of their games. When do you think the drop-off happens for Brady? It's got to happen, right? He's not human. I mean, he is human.
Yeah right? I don't know.
Or maybe he's a Zuckerberg robot. We don't know.
Well, the thing about Brady is as we all know, through his career, he's a seams passer, and he's not like the long... Like, his is a game that allows you to become an older person and still play it, I think. You know, when he starts losing some speed on the balls, when he starts throwing balls behind guys, when he can't escape a pocket, not that he's like the most nimble of guys, but he is very good at just avoiding. you know, just avoiding a little bit.
Him and Eli have perfected it.
Exactly. And it's led to their longevity. Besides the one, besides the one knee that he suffered the 1 year and had to miss the season. His is a game that lends to playing when you're older. And, you know, Drew Brees is kind of the same way, where you just kind of stay in a pocket and you just move a little bit and you make your seam, you know, routes. And
Carson, hey, here's video of Drew, Eli, and Brady. I'm not saying to totally, you know, neuter you with that stuff, but if you want to play till you're 40, these are some of the things you have to consider. And you do have to consider it.
I mean, you
look at your Andrew Lux and, you know, some of these mobile quarterback types, your Donovan McNabbs, your RG3s, whoever you want to keep, they just get hurt more. It's clear. I don't think there's any disputing it, really. And, you know, it's part of what makes Carson great. But at the same time, if you want him to play for a long time, you got to reel it in a little bit. Like, you know, it's a fine line because you don't want to take away his freedom on the field.
Yeah.
But you got to think about that stuff.
You do. And I just go back to last year when Aaron Rodgers went down with the shoulder injury.
There's another guy, mobile and hurt. He's hurt a lot.
It's funny. So he goes down. He gets tackled after he threw the ball. He got hit. And he got up and he was pissed off at the guy that hit him and kind of gave him a look like, what, you know, and they kind of had words. And the guy's like,
"You're playing,
I'm playing football. Yeah. You're out of the pocket. Yeah. You have the ball in your hands.
You ran.
I'm tackling you.
What, am I supposed to let you make the play?"
And that's the NFL. Like, that's what's going to happen. That's what should happen.
Yeah.
And I always envisioned that last year with Rodgers walking off with his, you know, with his shoulder just kind of immobile, looking back at the guy like, "What the hell?" Well, no, what the hell. That's football.
No, I've seen
you. And if you
want to
see what the hell, throw the ball on the ground or throw it out of bounds.
No,
I've seen you make. I've seen you run to the sideline and make a throw that no one else could ever throw.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, you know, it's tough. But Carson yesterday was once again, like Brady has asked about his longevity, Carson has asked about timeline and schedule and all of that. And courtesy of NBC Sports Philly yesterday, he was asked on the plan and the timeline. And here's Carson.
I think right now the plan is hopefully next week we can progress back into 11-on-11 and everything. And so that is the plan going forward. And then, again, it will just be constant communication with coaches and doctors as we progress. There's been really no secret that it's going to be close. You know, I mean, seeing where I'm at in camp and finally hopefully next week doing 11-on-11, I think naturally it's going to be close. And ultimately it won't be just my call or coach's call. It'll come down to what the doctors say, really.
Two things there. One, I liked hearing that it's the doctor's call. It's not me and Doug's call.
Right.
I liked hearing that. Two, is the first time I've had doubt that maybe he won't be there week one.
Exactly. You and I hadn't talked about this.
Yeah, no.
But when we were both just listening,
thing.
That's what came off to me. It's going to be close.
Yeah.
That didn't come out of his mouth before. Before it was, I'll be there game one.
Yeah,
it's going to be close. I think Nick Foles is your starter for week one,
so
maybe week two also.
I could see that.
Yeah. You get your wish, partially. It's your wish.
My wish is what's best for Carson.
Your wish is that he doesn't play the first month of the season.
Yeah, I would give him the month off. You know, just have him practice for 4 weeks, knock the rust off, build a little confidence in the knee, and then get out there. You know, to me, it's just not worth. You got to have a long-term view with this kid, and he 4 weeks is not worth, you know, a risk. If the doctors say, hey, you know, maybe 2-3 more weeks, let's check it out then. Let's make sure it's fully strengthened and stabilized. Because this wasn't just an ACL. There was some other stuff in there.
There was, yes.
There were some side ligaments. Like, you know, we'd like to believe that everyone is T.O. and Adrian Peterson, and they just, you know, are X-Men where they fix themselves in 6 months. But not everybody is. And, yeah, he looks great, but I mean, I think every Eagles fan, if they look in the mirror and has truth serum going, goes, yeah, probably not right away. Nick Foles isn't that bad. You can worst go 2-2, 3-1 with Nick Foles.
Yeah, you know, the opening night, I think adrenaline just takes over. I think the opening night, you know, we've all talked about, oh, is there a letdown or whatever it may be. I don't think there is. I think that's a huge game. I think they win that game.
That stadium's going to be
stadium's
going to
be crazy.
When that banner drops, man.
Yeah, I don't, you know, we all have visions of, like, when the link opened and you had that Monday night game or whatever it was.
Rocky.
And and they got shut out.
Yeah. Wasn't that the Lofa Tutupu game where he had like three interceptions and they scored 3 points?
So everybody has that kind of fresh in their mind, like you're looking for that letdown. I don't see that. I think they play well the first night. Then you go down to Tampa, who's going to be without Jameis Winston.
That should be a cake.
Like, yeah, so... Do you look at it that way?
Yeah.
No. I mean, if you're the medical staff, if you're the...
No, not really. Medical can't consider any of that.
They don't.
They're strictly the Knicks.
Exactly. And so while we'll say that, and we'll say, oh, look at the first four games. He could miss that, and they could go 3-1. They could go 2-2. Well, yeah, that's not in the mind of the medical people. That's not in the mind of Nick Foles or, I'm sorry, of Carson Wentz or Doug Peterson. What's best is best. And,
yeah.
And you know, you got to wait for that 100%.
Yeah.
Voom. White yeah. flags up, and here we
if
go.
If he's 94% or however they gauge it, nope, not.
Nope.
I need 100%.
Yep.
Who knows? Alshon Jeffrey and Nelson Agholor are the other two kind of injury concern question marks. I don't really necessarily buy the Rappaport pup list for Alshon to start the year. But the Agholor one is interesting because Doug called it a lower body. Well, he didn't actually say injury yesterday. He said he has a little lower body. He meant injury, but it was funny because I just started picturing Nelson Agholor in like a little tiny body.
Yeah. Like Todd Pinkston legs. And, yeah.
So here's Agholor yesterday. He was asked about it in the locker room by all the reporters after Doug had spoken. And Nelson played, I think, a little bit of a Belichickian game here. Courtesy NBC Sports Philly, here's Nelson.
That's the coach's call, so if you've asked him that question, I think he's already given you an answer towards
Doug
that.
Doug said that timetable for you is to get you ready for week one. Do you anticipate playing at all in the preseason?
Also, their call. You know, I follow their orders, and all I got to do every day is make sure I come in here and get myself better and prepared, and that's what I have been doing. I'm working hard and staying dialed in.
Do you need to play in the preseason to be ready for week one?
I mean, I ask coach's call. I come to training camp ready to play football. You know, so as soon as I step into training camp, I'm making sure I put myself in the best shape possible, mentally and physically, to play the game.
If it was week one of the regular season, would you be all right to play this week?
It'll be the coach's call. Competitively, I'd make sure I do what I need to do.
You got
to
give the reporters credit. They were trying every angle they could there, but Agholor stayed strong. And, hey, I'm just here to follow orders and whatever the coach says.
Yeah, it was funny. I was listening to his press conference yesterday on the midday show, and it seemed like Corey Clement, I think, he also held out for a little yesterday or whatever it was.
I think it's just so long into the year. I think it's a little bit of load management to steal a Sixers term.
These guys can work out all they want during the off season and whatever it may be. When you come back, you get sore.
Yeah.
Like, you get sore. You and I were out of practice. We watch them go. You know, we saw a bunch of guys that when they're walking back to the huddle, it's just not that they're limping, but you can see the soreness.
Yeah.
And
that's why they call it game ready.
Yeah, you go to a guy and you say, "How you feeling? I'm a little sore." You know what? All right, take a day or two.
Yeah.
Like, they're at that point. They can do that. They're deep enough. They're smart enough. The players are good enough that they can say, "Look,
a little Stuart Smalley on us there. I'm good enough. Yeah, I'm smart enough." Right. And gosh darn it, people like me. I think that was kind of to that point. I don't know if you've watched Hard Knocks this year yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
I watched the first one yesterday.
I do like it. Did you?
I thought it was fairly entertaining. I always find it entertaining.
Yeah.
But Jarvis Landry kind of freaked out at his wide receiver room, basically saying that's the type of thing. Like, look, we're all sore, we're all hurt, and if you're not injured and you're not out there, you're doing it wrong, and that bleep needs to end because it's contagious, it's infectious, and it's got to stop. We're turning the page on this franchise. It was kind of cool, but to that exact point you made, it was like, all right, guys, like, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, there's no half-ass in this now.
Well, that's where they are.
Yeah.
As opposed to...
the coaches.
Yeah, as opposed to here, where you can look at somebody and say, you need a day? Take a day.
Yeah.
You know?
It'll be interesting to see. A couple things I want to throw by you on the other side of this. T.O. took a couple pot shots at Michael Irvin, brought up the drug use, so I want to run that by you. The Maryland football program story is absolutely insane and really sad. Kyle Kuzma says the Lakers are being underestimated. We'll get into that on the other side. 5 o'clock hour is brought to you by Car Gurus. Go to cargurus.com today to find great deals from top-rated dealers near you. That's CARGURUS.com. He's Bob Cooney. I'm Jamie Lynch. You're listening to the Fanatic at 5. Fanatic Sports Times 524.
The Fanatic at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Granger stands for safety, and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection, you name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your BACK. Call or click Granger.com to see for yourself. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Jason Mertedis, and let me tell you about my friends at Bank of America. We all struggle with major financial questions. Can I afford to buy or lease a new car? What's the best way to save for my next vacation? These are really hard questions that require serious answers. Whether you have questions about saving, spending, or anything in between, Bank of America's experienced financial specialists are here for you, proudly serving Philadelphia. Schedule an appointment today at bankofamerica.com/conversation.
Pros and a no start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, it's easy to find the right tools for the job at the right price. And now you can get up to 30% off select cordless drills and combo kits, including savings on trusted brands like Hitachi, Porter Cable, DeWalt, and Cobalt. Plus, get in and out quickly with help from dedicated associates at our Pro Desk and Pro Checkout. So, Pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through August 19th. While supplies last. See store for details.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rules, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Ladies, let me ask you something. Do you actually believe those commercials that try to sell you perfectly styled hair? I mean, how many stylists do you think it takes to get that model's hair to look like that? Exactly. At Suave, we asked our models in our commercials to wash and style their own hair. Why? To show that Suave actually works. And they were blown away. Suave gave them full, smooth, easy-to-control hair in real life. But don't take my word for it. With Suave's money-back guarantee, try it for yourself. Suave, for hair you can believe.
10 never came home. 43 years after the end of the Vietnam War, there are still 1,600 servicemen missing in action, 10 from our own city. It's time to finally remember them and all POW MIAs with a monument at the Philadelphia Vietnam Veterans Memorial, where we honor all who served and our own 648 who were lost. Learn more about the Philadelphia Vietnam Veterans Memorial and how your help and donations can finally build a POW MIA monument at pvvm.org. That's pvvm.org.
State Farm, this is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
At Walgreens, we believe everyone counts, and that includes your everyday choices. Today, when you buy participating products at Walgreens, you support our partnership with the Me to We Foundation in their mission to deliver education, clean water, healthy food, and healthcare to children in need around the world. Stop by your local Walgreens to shop products that support Me to We, like Hershey's. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with cards, select Hershey's party size bags are $9.99 each, valid July 29th through September 3rd.
Get your PhD in back to school from Staples. Today's lesson, one stop is greater than two. Staples has everything for back to school at low prices and always in stock. So no going store to store to get everything on your list. And right now, Staples comp books, 4-ounce glue, and a 24-pack of Crayola crayons are each just 50 cents. Get your degree in back to school today at your local Staples, the back to school specialty store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/1/18. In store only, limit 30.
Fanatic Philly Sports Talk. Now 1 hour earlier with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch. The Fanatic at 5. Weekday mornings at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back into The Fanatic at 5. I'm Jamie Lynch in with Bob Cooney as we recap all the news from yesterday, leading you up to the morning show today at 6. And one of our good friends, Adam Schefter, will join the show at 8 today. What up, Schefter? You got his new book yesterday.
I did get his new book. I'm a few chapters in.
I was going to say, you started reading it, it looked like.
Yep. Yeah, a few chapters in.
Nice.
You know, it's an incredible book. He talks about his wife's ex-husband who was tragically killed in the 9/11
tragedy. That can't be easy to write.
Yeah, and it takes a big man to do that.
Yeah,
it takes a big man to say, like,
bare your soul a little bit.
And it's the man I never met. Like, he never met this person.
Yeah.
And just found, you know, such a passion for him and saw the goodness in him that his wife obviously saw and had mm-hmm. had a child with. So, yeah, it's very interesting.
Nice.
Shefty's a good dude.
Yeah,
so
he really, we always like talking to him. It kind of amazed me because in the television industry, a lot of people that are that famous to have a reputation that precedes them.
No,
and he's not that.
He does not have that.
No. Very cool. If you're just joining us, the Phillies dropped another frustrating game last night. Nick Pivetta gives you a gem versus the best team in baseball, which you'll take 9 out of 10 times as I get an Anthony Gargano elbow in the back.
They're always good at 5:30 in the morning.
Reese Hoskins is your only run production again with another solo home run. What was the stat Anthony sent us last night? It was of the of his solo home runs Reese has hit this year. It's here it is.
18 of Reese's homers have given the Phillies their first run of the game.
That's unbelievable.
That's incredible.
That is unbelievable and bad.
You know, I'll bring it up again. Anthony said it very casually yesterday, but it was pretty poignant. They're done. Like,
I was going to get into the Reese and that stat. That's why I don't like him at the two-hole. Because if Cesar's not on, that leads to a lot of these solo home runs. I would have him down in the 3 or 4 hole and give him a chance at an extra guy on base. He's your main guy. You need more guys on base for him. That stat is jarring. 18 solo home runs being the first run of the game.
You need more guys on base for him.
Yeah.
No question.
That's why I drop him.
Is anybody getting on base, though?
I'd put Santana, too. I know it's not. I know. Or Odubel, somebody. Nick Williams that they tried last night. I'm okay with that. Something. You need Reese in the 3 or 4 hole. You just do. There's nobody on this team that can really drive in runs. I maybe even move Franco up to the 4 hole. Something.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree with you. I don't mind Reese being 3 or 4. Yeah,
I think 3. Yeah. I don't know why, you know, when you're the Cubs and you have, you know, your Rizzos and your Bryants and your Schwarbers and you're just stacked, you can put your best hitter too. When you're the Phillies and you're scraping out runs, I don't think you put your best hitter too.
So again, it goes to the analytics. Like I said yesterday, you're trying to implement analytics into a team that maybe isn't ready to do so. Like, you're trying to implement a system in a team, whether it's taking pitches or whatever it may be, where, you don't have the team to do it. You're implementing a system where you don't have the talent to do it.
Yes.
I'm there with you.
And I think it'll be different next year.
Make it stop! Make it stop!
It's baseball water.
I hate this freaking analytics. It's horrible.
Well, it's not.
They can't hit behind runners. They're the worst offensive team ever. Unwatchable.
I don't think. This is kind of the trend, though. The two-hitter.
I don't believe the trend.
I don't think that's...
The trend's horrible. Well, nobody can hit.
I don't disagree with you there. I don't think it's necessarily analytics. I just think it's the new trend in baseball.
No, it's analytics. Oh, but let's have our best hitter hit 1 or 2.
Analytics is the trend.
But you're right, Jamie. You're right. Reese Hoskins can't hit 2.
Yeah.
Because if Cesar, who stick and blows, isn't on base.
It's a waste.
It is a waste.
It's a waste. He's your best hitter.
I can't take him. They drive me insane.
I know.
Insane. 2 hits. Rick Porcello looked like Tom Seaver. I mean, come on.
I hate Tom Seaver.
No,
I hate a Tom Seaver.
You know, they don't know how to move a runner. Oh, my God. They're horrible.
So that's what I'm saying, man. Like, to me, this looks like a small ball team.
I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? Like, this to me looks like a small ball
team. They drive me nuts.
They're
unwatchable.
Try something different.
They're unwatchable. Like, you wonder why people? Huh, why don't people want to watch the Phillies? When they flip and hit?
Yeah.
When they get a credible hitter other than Reese Hoskins? If I see Carlos Santana one more night, I can't stand this man. I hate him. I hate him. They drive me insane.
Clearly. I mean, they're baseball waterboarding right now. It's torture.
It's horrible. I watched the whole, sat through pitch by pitch, see if I could do it.
Oh, man.
It was a pitch by, you guys were asleep.
I fell asleep, yeah.
I know, I was, because I'm like, how come nobody sets me back? Am I the only idiot watching this freaking game other than half of Boston?
Yeah, you were not happy about the Red Sox fans last night either. I expected a little worse, maybe. I don't know. I guess I expected
a little worse.
I thought the Yankees were worse.
The fit crowd?
Fans, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there. I was home.
If I was a Red Sox fan, I'd be obnoxious and pounding my chest.
Sure. Bleep them, God. Bleep them. I can't stand those guys. Seriously. I'm worried about this. They can't hit. It's the reason why I say they're done. I've said they're done all year. They're not going to go anywhere. Is because they can't hit. Look at the Braves. I've texted you Acuna thing.
Yeah, I texted you Acuna thing.
I got nothing. Cricket from.
Yeah, I was asleep.
It was the first inning. He let off the game. I must have missed that because I fell asleep in the third. He let off the Acuna.
He's got 8 home runs in his last 8 games.
It's sick. That's how you win. You win with a lineup. That's how you win during a regular season. Because look who they're playing. The Marlins. Yep. The Marlins stink, right?
And they put up 10 runs, yeah.
Exactly. Yep. That's what you do. But you can't, if you're going to put up less than 8 hits a game, the way the Phillies do, you're every night.
I know.
Look, they should have beaten Boston all 3 games.
Yeah. Yeah, you wasted a Pavetta gem and a Nola gem.
Yeah.
You wasted 2 gems versus the best team in baseball. And when you hold the Red Sox to, what, 2 runs, and...
When Arrieta
and
won.
And they won the other one.
Yeah.
I think it was only 1 run.
Yeah, I think it was 3-1.
Yeah.
3-1 game, yeah.
I mean, when you hold the Red Sox, any team in the major leagues, if you hold them in a 3-game series to 5 runs, you should sweep that series.
Yeah. Yeah, you would think.
But when you're the Phillies and you can't score more than 5 runs in 3 games, not possible.
Well, it's funny what Gabe said. Like, we've gone toe-to-toe with the best team in baseball 3 times, so we should feel good about that.
Okay, here's the thing. I need to have an edict here. There's going to be a lot of edicts today.
All right. Edict Wednesday?
Yes, Edict Wednesday.
Nice.
All right. No game on less than 5 hits.
Oh, I can't play. We can't play game audio.
If they don't get at least 5,
but that's not Gabe's fault.
Isn't he the lineup manager?
Yeah, but he's not swinging the bat.
Oh my God!
Come These on. Guys are professionals.
All right,
Carlos Santana's got to get a damn hit.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, but that's not Gabe's fault.
Well, it kind of is.
What do you want him to put him 7th?
Well, he bats him way too high.
Whatever. I don't disagree with you there.
Whatever. I like Gabe.
How
but
about
I don't need Gabe's. Yo, let's go, boys. I don't need Yogi the Bear.
Was he goofy all of a sudden? Here we go, boys.
Whatever, goofy game. I don't need goofy game when I'm in a mood after they get less than 5
minutes. Got you in a bad way last night, huh?
You slept.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep. I watched the game with my eyes like this. And I couldn't sleep after. I went, oh my God. That was torture.
Yeah.
It was torture. I love baseball. It was torture.
Yeah. And Pivetta, that sucks because he was great.
He was awesome. This baseball he played today is terrible.
Tommy Hunter's terrible.
I hate that mother. He's the worst. He comes in a game, he's just automatic. Blah. He's the bad emoji with the green spew coming out. That's what he is.
That's his face on there.
Oh, I can't stand him.
Don't worry. He's only on the books next year for $9.5 million.
I know.
Don't worry about that.
I should tell you the text conversation I had with L.A. last night during the game.
Oh, yeah?
How happy is he?
Well, we're just fans of the game.
Right.
And not the way the game's
LA's
played today.
LA's always in a good mood. It's just, he'll tell you what he feels.
Oh, yeah. That's
like a great joke.
Yeah. He's the best.
No, I'm sorry. All right, shut up. No. I'm done.
I'm leaving.
I'm leaving, all right?
You're out?
I'm out. And by the way. We lose if Wentz isn't played opener.
Yeah?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of mood I'm in.
Did you hear the sound I played on the way earlier?
Yeah, I heard it. I'm worried.
Right? Wasn't that the first time you thought, I don't think he's going to be starting the opener.
I'm getting worried now.
Yeah. I think they're just going, all right, Carson.
Look. I thought for sure he was a lock.
Yeah.
So I started thinking lock.
When I saw him moving, I was like, oh, he's starting. And then I heard that yesterday. I went,
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Maybe that's what they want. Maybe they want this reaction that we're having. You know, maybe he comes out and plays 11-11 next week and we're all like, whoa, he's
yeah.
good.
Well, I don't know. I guess once you start playing, it's all about how you bounce back the next day. So, you know, that could be big next week if he's doing 11-on-11s yeah. all week. And it's all about how he is the next morning. And you got to base your decision off of that. And look, I think everybody agrees he's the most valuable asset this franchise has ever had. Ever.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
So let's have a long-term 30,000-foot yeah. view here.
Yeah.
Let's not rush it. If the doctors are a little skeptical, let's...
I agree.
Yeah, I know. I think everybody agrees.
Yeah, we're not stupid.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
yeah, everybody agrees.
I'd be disappointed just for yes. the interim.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, because and I don't know. I mean, look, Nick on a light preseason, what's he going to be like?
Yeah, he's...
selling books all summer.
And neck spasms yesterday, him versus Brady.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Anyway, you're listening to The Fanatic at 5. He's Bob Cooney, Anthony Gargano coming up at 6 o'clock, top of the hour. Adam Schefter joins the show today at 8. Fanatic Sports Times, 540.
The Fanatic at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome to Wawa Siptopia, where every sip will take you someplace happy. Got a case of the Mondays? There's a macchiato for that. Need to cool off a little? Find a flavor of cold brew. Or if you just want to mix things up, how about a strawberry banana smoothie? Whatever makes you happy, we've got it. In a cup. For a limited time, all our 16-ounce handcrafted beverages are only $1.99. So whether it's hot, frozen, fruity, creamy, or caffeinated, your Wawa Siptopia is waiting.
Come into Wawa today and try our all-new Spicy Italian and Spicy Turkey Hoagies, featuring a delicious cherry pepper relish and our creamy garlic aioli. At Wawa, we know you love hoagies just as much as we do. That's why we're always working to make them better. We use fresh ingredients to bring you big flavors, sourcing quality meats and cheeses right down to our fresh-baked Amoroso rolls. Every Wawa sandwich is built to order and customized just the way you like it. New flavors, new favorites. Taste the difference today at Wawa.
Does your business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network traffic. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others, nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet from the provider who delivers. Plus, add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 9/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. An additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FLEF000279. TNACL2006. AZROC307346. CACSLB1128256. ORCCB199939. Call for details.
It's official! Gary Barbera's on the Boulevard is the number one Dodge dealer from Maine to Miami. 2018 Challenger or Charger, your choice, $16,990. 300 Jeeps cheap from $12,990. Dodge Caravan or Chrysler Pacifica from only $16,990. It's official! As reported by Dodge, number one in Dodge sales is Barbera's on the Boulevard, the best boy, I guess.
Get your PhD in back to school from Staples. Today's lesson, one stop is greater than two. Staples has everything for back to school at low prices and always in stock. So no going store to store to get everything on your list. And right now, Staples comp books, 4 ounce glue, and a 24 pack of Crayola crayons are each just 50 cents. Get your degree in back to school today at your local Staples, the back to school specialty store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/1/18. In store only, limit 30.
Right now, the biggest news in dishwashers is something you won't be hearing much about unless you listen very closely. Because the Home Depot now carries Bosch, top-of-the-line, legendarily quiet dishwashers. And listen up. Right now, you'll also save up to 10% as well. Did you hear that? Up to 10% off Bosch appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through August 22nd.
Ladies, let me ask you something. Do you actually believe those commercials that try to sell you perfectly styled hair? I mean, how many stylists do you think it takes to get that model's hair to look like that? Exactly. At Suave, we asked our models in our commercials to wash and style their own hair. Why? To show that Suave actually works. And they were blown away. Suave gave them full, smooth, easy-to-control hair in real life. But don't take my word for it. With Suave's money-back guarantee, try it for yourself. Suave, for hair you can believe.
At Walgreens, we believe everyone counts. And that includes your everyday choices. Today, when you buy participating products at Walgreens, you support our partnership with the Me to We Foundation in their mission to deliver education, clean water, healthy food, and healthcare to children in need around the world. Stop by your local Walgreens to shop products that support Me to We, like Hershey's. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with cards, select Hershey's party size bags are $9.99 each, valid July 29th through September 3rd.
I used to leave voicemails for myself because the only one I could trust to get something done right was me.
Hey, you, it's me. Remember to order safety goggles and grab some milk on your way home.
But now I use Grainger. Grainger's got the technical support you'd expect from America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. They're in the business of helping my business. So no more talking to myself. Now I talk to Grainger. Because when it comes to keeping your business running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Things are about to change around here.
Catch up on the Philly sports you missed the night before. And what's coming up later in the day? The Fanatic at 5 with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch.
This is new.
Weekday mornings at 5. Live on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back in The Fanatic at 5. Clearly, if you just heard the last segment, you know how we feel about the Phillies. So let's skip them this segment as we wrap up the show. The Eagles are in Foxborough tomorrow night. The Eagles billboard is waiting up there for all the Patriots players to see as they enter the stadium tomorrow night. So that's kind of cool. Nick Foles will take on Tom Brady. I guess this is the game they go the longest. So what do you expect, a quarter out of Foles?
I don't know. I don't expect that much.
No.
I think if he has like a, I don't know, say a 7-8 play first series, I wonder if that's what they call it. Especially now that what we anticipate, what Carson Wentz said, that he's hoping to get there week one. Like, you know, you got to protect Foles now.
Yeah, right.
I think if he has like a decent first series where it goes maybe 7-8, and 10 plays something.
You think it's dependent on them scoring? Or?
No, I just think if he gets in a, you know, a little bit of a groove and gets going, I don't think it's a full quarter unless they go three and out.
He hasn't played all preseason.
Yeah, second game. Yeah, I just don't see it being a lot tomorrow night. Maybe
I know,
third.
But doesn't he need like a little?
He should probably play.
Probably
a quarter.
Does. Yeah.
I
don't want to lose week one.
No, not after the banner
I'm
dropping.
I'm greedy. I'm looking.
You're thinking 14-2.
Yeah, I want. If they're not 3-0, I'm disappointed.
In other NFL news, I want to get your guys' thoughts on this one. Dez Bryant visiting the Browns on Thursday. Is Dez cooked? Or do you think he's got a little something left in the tank?
I think he's cooked. I do. Like watching him last year, nothing hit me more in the NFL last year as far as a player than his decline. Like he couldn't get open.
Yeah.
He couldn't catch the ball. Like
But did you notice his route running? His route running was
horrible.
Atrocious.
Yeah.
We're all Baldy breakdown fans.
Right.
And you could see the way he runs his routes. They're just sloppy. There's a reason why he doesn't get open. Now, I think he's got to bounce back. Because no Zeke last year put all the... They were not a balanced team. Elliott hurt them more than... crushed their offense. It crushed everybody on that offense. So I think if he comes in focused, I think he can have a bounce back.
Interesting, the Browns, obviously I just watched the Hard Knocks. So, Corey Coleman apparently asked for a trade out of there. Jarvis Landry is screaming at everybody. He got in a fight in practice yesterday. He's trying to...
football.
The D-back kind of gave him like a... Not really a cheap shot, but I guess it was the no-tackling drill. And he got up and threw the ball at his face.
I would like that.
Yeah, that was good.
I'm a big fan of throwing a ball in somebody's face.
Well, sure. I want to ask you about this one. Face mask because this went viral yesterday. Terrell Pryor is now with the Jets.
The flinch.
Did you see it? Did you see it, Bob?
I didn't see it. I heard about it, but I did not see it.
So it's Jets, Redskins in practice, and obviously Pryor was with the Redskins last year. So apparently they had absolutely no respect for him all practice. They put a safety on him every series. They didn't even give him the respect of a cornerback, and they kept chirping all practice long. You quarterback beach, you know, yeah, like all this stuff. We're not going to put a corner on you. You're a soft, basically quarterback. So they're just punking him all practice long, and then there's a play with Swearinger covering him. And he pokes the ball away from him, and the whole team goes nuts, and they're in his face screaming at him, and they're walking along, and Swearinger walks up to him and gives him the fake punch. And look, it's kind of natural to flinch a little bit.
Yeah.
Nah, it looked like he got shot.
But here's my question. If you're Pryor, and you're a fringe NFL player at this point, and you're on a new team where you got to earn some respect, and you get punked like that, you got to attack.
Attack like you know, no, like that's got to be your DNA.
Yeah, like
you got to leap at him like a tiger.
Yeah, I got into it with a couple people on Twitter yesterday about it. And one guy was going like, "Nah, you're a professional now. You go back and win the next play, this and that." And I'm going, "No, dude, you're a fringe NFL player that has no real fight in him, and you just got pumped.
You have shoulder pads and a helmet. Yeah, I'm watching it now.
It's not a real fight.
If somebody's gonna throw a punch at you and you have all that protection, I'm kind of just standing there like, all
punch
right,
my helmet,
ahead.
Idiot.
Break your hand."
Right, but you're not thinking about it in that mode.
No, I know.
The flinch is natural to do. Like,
but he flinched like bad flinch.
Yeah.
That was bad flinch.
But yeah, it was a bad flinch.
That was Flintstone.
And then the team got even more, like the Redskins fed off of it even more. That's where you go, all right, let's fight. Me versus your entire secondary, let's go.
Yeah,
I got to earn the respect of my teammates.
You
got to
do that. Like, here's the thing. This whole idea of civility.
Not in training camp.
Is I applaud it. So I understand. Hold on. Relax. Bob's giving me eyes. Like, the guys that got into you with you in Twitter, I get it. Civility. I'm not.
But not when you're him.
I'm not a caveman. I agree with civility. Well, I am a calf a caveman. But.
What's coming out of your mouth?
I'm waiting for the big butt.
Okay.
The big butt. Stop giving me eyes, man.
Big butts don't lie. I like
the big butt. The big butt in football is there is no civility in football.
Yeah.
There is no. Act like a professional. Yeah, you know what a professional does? A professional attacks him.
Yeah, wins the respect of his teammates. Because if you're Terrell Pryor, you should be embarrassed walking into that wide receiver room.
That's right. Well, because the game is still. As much as everybody wants to take the physicality out of football, it's still physical. Until it's all flagged, it's still a physical game. And you know what I hate? I hate the people. I'm not looking for blood. All right?
Is there an edict coming out of this?
I'm not looking for. Lions and Christians. All right, I'm not. But my Lord, why do you make me feel guilty for wanting some physicality in football?
Why
does everybody in this world go, act like a civil person?
It's weird because MMA and these other things are skyrocketing while the physicality of football is declining.
Right. How come that's okay?
Yeah. I don't know. If I was Terrell Pryor, though, I would be embarrassed today. I would. To face my teammates that don't even know me yet.
I agree.
And to watch me get punked by an entire secondary.
Yeah.
I wonder if they go against the Redskins again today. Because it's been a few days already.
Yeah, they had that giant party
before. Yeah, they're doing it because they're playing each other.
So, he's got to make a statement
right?
today.
That's
a
tough bit, to bounce back from.
A little bit he's got to make a statement.
Especially when you're not having... late, Holmes.
I know you are.
Especially when you're not having a good practice, and then
that's
you
not
get
what
punked.
Cooney would do. Cooney would punk, would come right back at him.
You got to go grab his like.
You tackle.
Well, my thing is, when somebody goes to throw a punch, don't your hands always go up?
Yeah.
Like somebody goes to hit you, you coil, but your hands go up.
He's a butt guy.
He's just totally
he's a butt man.
He totally flicked. Like that's two for flinching.
And by the way, you're right. But
what's
by
that
the way,
from? What movie's that from? Two for flinching.
DJ Swearinger is awesome. I love DJ Swearinger.
And
it's
last
great
one,
name, Swearinger.
It is a good one. Last one. We're coming up on the break. I want to throw this by you. So Michael Irvin during the Hall of Fame ceremony said, you know, T.O. was missed. There was an energy missing from the banquets. This and that. So T.O. goes on Rich Eisen's show yesterday and goes, Michael doesn't know what he's talking about. That must be the after effects of drug use.
Boom! Boom!
Score one for T.O.
Wow.
Damn.
Talk about thin skins. Damn.
Hall of Fame on Hall of Fame hate right there.
You ain't
Jeez.
Kidding.
It's your F crime.
So the morning show is coming up next. Anthony and Bob, we got Adam Schefter joining us at 8. It's apparently Edict Wednesday, so we're gonna. Anthony
was shot out of a cannon this morning. He's ready to rock and roll.
Philly's had him all triggered
I'm
up.
Done. I'm seeing.
That's it.
He took over the show, up. Man. I use that 5:30 to 6. I'm done.
So stay tuned. The morning show's up next with Anthony and Bob. I'm Jamie Lynch. Thanks for listening to the Fanatic at 5. Pat Egan, thanks for producing. Fanatic Sports Times 5:54.